Thank you, Mr. Shaw. Further comment from Region 2 on the changes in 1, 2, 3, 6, and 7.
No further comment.
Thank you, Mr. Thompson. We'll move to Region 3. Any comment in Region 3 on shoulder season? Okay.
No comment.
Four looks pretty
quiet. No comment.
Thank you, Gary. Region 5, 1, 2, 3, 6, and 7.
Doesn't appear to be any.
Thank you. Region 6.
No comment.
Thank you. And finally, Region 7.
No, no. Sir.
Like lonely members of a space station or something over in 7. Okay. Back to the commission, if there's any further comment or discussion. Commissioner Stuker.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I guess I would like to ask Quentin. As a landowner, I totally understand where the, make sure everything's on here, that the landowner that commented on split, getting his place split, I understand his concerns there. And is there any way, in Region 2, I appreciate what you do, is there any way to make that where we move it back to a different area, or what would the ramifications be?
Mr. Chairman, off the cuff here, and I'm giving Mike Thompson time to think as well. You know, my first thought is that I understand that boundary to be addressed in the next agenda topic. And so I understood Mr. Beck to speak about an alternative. At least I thought I understood him. So perhaps it's enough here to say that between now and the next agenda item, either the region's confirmation that that's the only line they can envision, or perhaps decision space to see another line. Maybe we could pick that up then.
That's fine with me, as long as you pick it up later.
Thank you. I'm sure Mike thinks that's a swell idea too.
Yes.
Follow up here. It's more of a comment, I guess, than anything. And that is, I appreciate the hard work that the Region 2 did, where they got together with the landowners, the sportsmen, and came up with a solution that they would present to the commission. And that is important. But on the other side of it too, again, as a landowner, I understand the problems with all of the damage hunts not working. And that's why I asked the question earlier, because, you know, if you can commit to me that you're going to have something in place for these damage hunts starting next fall that will address these problems and concerns, then I can possibly support this. If you cannot tell me that you are going to have something in place, then I am going to have to stand in opposition to this proposal, because we know over years and years that they really have not worked, and we have to have something in place. And so I guess that's where I'm at in regards to this proposal.
Mr. Chairman, Commissioner Stuker, I'm gonna take liberty here to say then that, recognizing the history of those and the long time it's taken for those tools to receive the criticism that they have, I'm a little wary of how quickly we can turn them around. And so I hear the question from the Region 2 comment. I think it was Hellgate Hunters and Anglers, where he posed the question, is some of this discussion really a decision to move away from game damage and fill in those spaces, fill in that tool with an early shoulder season, for example? It seems to me that from the department standpoint, the onus is on us. We've heard the criticism. And that perhaps the best way to answer that question with the targeted tool that is game damage is to put a game damage response on the board that people can see is more effective, more timely, and that is seen as a reasonable functional equivalent to the early shoulder season. It seems to me, Commissioner Stuker, that it's the safer option for me to say that we commit to doing that first and showing you that, than making a commitment here today that it will be there tomorrow.
I totally understand that and appreciate it. Just need to put you on the spot for a minute there, Quentin. Thank you.
For- Further comment from the commission? Mr. Aldrich.
I don't know if Mike Thompson wants to comment on this or not. We also have regional supervisor Randy Arnold sitting in the back of the room, who's I've had a number of conversations with in the last week, and these very topics were brought up on the Mr. Quigley's property and thereabouts, Mr. Perkins' property and other places. And I think I'm going to put my faith, and I guess I will with my vote, you know, in what I've heard the Region 2 leadership say they're going to do to put something in place in the places they need to do that in the short term. And I could certainly ask Randy if he would like to talk on behalf of the region, or Mike, either way would be fine with me. But I at this point, you know, I've had those conversations. I feel they're really committed, and they have their people involved already and committed to making a difference quickly. So